All right, welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 79. I am Jeff, and I am joined, as always, by Chris.
Hey.
And this week, we have our summer movie preview, but before we get to that, Chris got to go see the brand new film, Green Room. I'm very jealous and interested to hear what Chris has to say about it. Chris.
So, Green Room, I think it's only out in, like, 450 or 470 theaters or screens, so not even theaters. Like, there might be some theaters that are playing in double. I happen to have one theater in the area that was playing it not too far from my house. Off Monday, I went to go see it. 95-minute action thriller directed by Jeremy Saulnier, who I think I've seen one of his other movies, Murder Party.
I have not. I've seen Blue Ruin, though.
I haven't seen Blue Ruin, but I think I saw Murder Party, like, years ago. It's, like, a weird thing. Anyway, he does these, like, weird, quirky kind of thriller type. Mm. But Green Room, it follows this, like, kind of off-the-books punk band. They don't have a social media presence. They're not, like, really, like, they just kind of promote their stuff by just getting out there and playing their music. They don't like the internet. They end up getting interviewed by this guy, and they're supposed to do a show, like a festival type show, at something that he's promoting, and he ends up like a. Something happened. He lost his permit and doesn't get them this show. He tries to make amends, sending them out to his cousin's bar out in the middle of nowhere. And it happens to be like a bar run by like a bunch of like neo-Nazis, skinheads. They go out, they play their set. And on the way back, they're actually kind of being ushered out really quick. Like, hey, the headliners are coming on. You guys got to get out of here. And the one girl forgets her cell phone. She runs in the back, and she sees, like, something grisly has happened. And then it's like, all right, all you fuckers, get in this room. And they lock all of them in the waiting room, the green room. And from there, it's like this just tense kind of nonstop ride where, you know, they're kind of competing against these neo-Nazis. Like, they're stuck in this room. They've kind of taken another guy hostage when they kind of figure out what's going on. So they have a little leverage. The guys on the outside obviously have some leverage. And the guys on the outside are run by Patrick Stewart, who pretty frightening through most of this film. Although there's a great line at the end of the movie when it ends, when it's in the daytime. But yeah, it's nonstop action all the way through from that point. It's really tense. It's really well shot. It's well, you know, well characterized. Kind of, you don't see, you know, in traditional horror films, you can kind of pick off like who's going to go down. The two at the end, I was kind of surprised at based on how their characters are. So it's really, really well done. 95 minutes long total. Like, you're in, you're out. It's just nonstop action. Like, once it gets moving, it takes a little while, but that's just setting up, you know, why they're there and kind of the world that they're in. And then
after that,
it's just nonstop. Like, it's an excellent thriller. You know, great performances from Anton Yelchin. Obviously Patrick Stewart. There's a couple other guys. I'm trying to think of drawing a blank on their names, but like Imogen Poots is in it. You've probably seen her before. She been a bunch of stuff. But yeah, just excellent, really, really, really good. Lots of fun. Like, it was a fun movie, and Soliner doesn't back away from gore.
Yeah, I've heard.
There's this scene really early on where Patrick Stewart's these guys have a gun in there. And he's like, "Hey, you guys give me the gun. I just want to get rid of it, and then we can talk and we can all get this out." So they agree to give him the gun, and it's a trap, and the one guy sticks his arm out there, and his wrist basically is falling off when he pulls it in. It's
Oh man.
super nasty. There's another scene with a dog and one of the band members that's just disgusting.
I've heard about that as well.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's some really, really gruesome stuff.
I heard the violence is presented very matter-of-factly too. Like,
Yeah, it's just like that happened.
yeah, that's I'm interested. Oh man. You got me excited. I already was excited. I heard a couple things about this movie. I heard you want more Patrick Stewart.
I mean, I think he's used sparingly. I
Which is
think
probably
more,
smart.
yeah, I think he's the villain. It's really about the people in the green room. It's not he's the bad guy. Yes, he is an interesting character, and I could see them doing something outside of this with that, but for what this movie is, I think he's used perfectly. He doesn't come off as, I'm Patrick Stewart. You believe him as the guy who's in charge of this neo-Nazi outfit. And you believe that once you start to understand what's going on, what they're into, what the neo-Nazis are into outside of just being, scumbags, you start to realize hey, he actually makes for kind of like a Walter White type character.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got off
Yeah.
of like the trailer.
So yeah, I don't think you need more of him.
Well,
I
he's
could
kind of
see.
the guy running things in the background. You know, he's got like henchmen and stuff,
Yeah,
so.
he's giving the directions. He's
Yeah.
not the focus of, and he gets his comeuppance at the end, but it's not like he's not the focus of everything.
Yeah.
It's what's going on with the band, and he's sending his cronies in to do the dirty work. He doesn't actually do the dirty work. He's the guy at the top. He doesn't have to get his hands dirty. In
Yeah.
fact, he's a little upset that he had to even be there in the first place.
Guys can't handle this shit on your own.
Yeah, basically, you let this shit get out of hand. There's a couple interesting twists that play into the story about where characters lie and where their allegiances may be. And there's one guy, I guess he's like the bar, kind of like the bar manager or whatever. He makes some weird choices towards the end, but I mean, I could see some people maybe having a problem with that. It just made sense to me that maybe he had made a choice and he wasn't happy with where his life was going. So anyway, it's yeah, really, really good. And I like that it's quick. Gets in, gets
Yeah.
out. There's no like it's really well edited, really well paced, and then it ends. It's not We don't need to linger on shit. We don't need to have 27 different endings.
I heard as well that like you alluded to that like the people you expect to live don't necessarily live, and death comes for certain people when you don't expect it out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, they all of them have different characteristics, right? So each of the band members have different kind of what you would think that, all right, that's the weak guy, this is
The drummer's the
strong
crazy guy.
guy. Yeah, you have the guy who doesn't really want to do anything with it. You have the strong girl, you have the weak girl. And while they play out like that in the movie, it's like you expect certain things, you expect certain people to live because
Yeah.
of how, that person's stronger than this one, like just mentally, or like they're just a tougher person. They're willing to fight. Like these other people, maybe they come off as maybe not willing to fight, and they twist that. It's kind of
That's
crazy.
cool.
And the final, I'm gonna say battle in like quote marks, because it's not really a battle, but like the final confrontation right before the end of the movie, that happens in the bar area, because there's another confrontation later, but. The final one that happens in the bar that kind of ends them being terrorized, is really well done. Like, it's really smart the way they play it, and it's like you don't expect how things play out. And the characters are still, they still play into their role of like, hey, if this guy's a bumbling idiot, he's still a bumbling idiot here at the end. Like, he's still going to make mistakes or whatever. So, yeah, definitely worth saying.
One last thing I heard is that there's a pretty awesome Prince reference, and I did hear about how it plays into the scene or whatever. It sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know, not know about awesome, but it is like there's a question early on, when they're being interviewed by this guy who kind of flips over, where it's like, "What's your desert island band?" And you know, they give like the generic, you know, hey, we're a pop punk band, like here's our answers. But then when it comes down to it, like they know that they're probably facing death.
Yeah, like, what's your real, like,
Yeah,
come on, what's the real answer?
when
It's
it
like,
comes down, like
Prince.
the one girl kind of like goes Simon and Garfunkel, and
Yeah.
the other guy turns, he goes Prince. Like,
I kind of like that because the situation has kind of stripped away their pretenses or
yeah,
whatever. Yeah.
but yeah, it's definitely like we're. No, we're afraid we're gonna die. Like, and the other girl who I guess was a neo-Nazi, but she had kind of been caught up in this and was scheduled to be killed by these people. She's the last one to answer, and she kind of like mumbles, like she's like Madonna and Slayer. All right, I could see that mix for somebody who had joined this type of lifestyle. So.
I'm fucking jealous, man. Punks versus Nazis. I really want to see it. I don't get why it's not in more theaters. Chris, final rating.
Four
What would be?
stars,
All right.
strong 4 stars too. Really, really well done.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm like debating like where like kind of have my like ongoing list of where things place, and it's pretty high up there. Depending upon how I feel about it, like I may place, you know, 10 Cloverfield Lane up a little higher, or Hush up, depending upon where I'm at, but. Right now, it's right in with those movies, so.
Nice. Yeah, if this movie was coming out a week from now, it would be at the top of my summer movie preview. Like, that's how badly I want to see it. Unfortunately, not playing around me, and didn't quite make the summer season, at least for us here.
Yeah, just outside of it.
Kind of defining the summer is kicking off with Civil War here, and then, you know, through Labor Day, I think that's all my choices are within that. Yeah, we're about to get into it, man.
All right.
We each picked five movies that we're looking forward to. I honestly, despite the fact that even all of my five choices here, none of them I'm super psyched about. I did have a pretty big list to pull from. It's kind of strange, like, and then there's definitely ones that get left out, so we'll touch on some of the ones that we miss here at the end. Maybe some of the things that we're not looking forward to as well, or stuff that we think is gonna bomb. But yeah, I guess we'll just get started off. What's your number five pick, Chris?
Oh shit, we need to have them in order.
You don't have to have it in order.
I kind of have mine in date order.
Okay.
So yeah, starting off for me, not Civil War, but another Marvel movie, X-Men Apocalypse, May 27th. I really like where the X-Men movies kind of went with the reboot, what was it, First Class?
Yes.
And then I really like Days of Future Past, and this is now the timeline rebooted in Days of Future Past to the X-Men First Class timeline, but Wolverine from the old X-Men timeline still exists, and
It's all kind of messed up,
yeah,
but
well,
it still works.
it does work, like, and it actually feels more like a comic book, because like comic book timelines are all sorts of fucked up because shit's been going on in comic books, like Batman has been going on since like what, the 30s?
Yeah.
Like so timelines are all sorts of messed up. And this is finally like a movie, like a comic book movie that's like, hey, comic books are weird and they do weird things and we're still gonna play with it. Yet I think the X-Men movies have, except for maybe three, they've stayed at a pretty high level of
I like
quality.
three.
So
I like
yeah,
every one of them I've seen.
I don't hate three either. Like I think three is a fun movie. Like I just know a lot of people are like three is terrible.
Yeah.
But for me, like I like all the X-Men movies. And this one seems really cool. Like they got a pretty cool villain with Apocalypse, and I mean, come on, Jennifer Lawrence back as Mystique.
I know.
Like,
I know. I love her.
what's Sansa Stark in there is Jean Grey, and it's gonna be
Oh, that's
great.
right. Yeah, I've seen some people say, "Oh, the trailer for this one doesn't look as good," and maybe they're right. I don't know, but they've built goodwill over the last two for me. Like, I really, really enjoy the last two, so I'll be going to see it. It almost made my list, but somehow it did not.
Yeah, and I mean, Bryan Singer. Like, I'm not like a huge Bryan Singer fan, but for the X-Men movies, like, I don't think he's made a dud yet. So,
Yeah, he's done good by the franchise, so. Yeah, I'm interested to see it. I'm definitely going to be going to see it. We'll be reviewing it.
yeah.
Start this one off. Sausage Party.
All right,
Seen the trailer for this?
I did. So the Seth Rogen cartoon.
Yeah, it's a Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg R-rated animated movie. Like, that alone is. You don't get those too often, I don't think. You know,
No.
I South Park. Other than that, I can't really think of many.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. So, the premise is like ridiculous, though. It's like, have you seen the trailer in the theaters yet for that?
I don't know if I saw it in the theaters. I've definitely seen the YouTube trailer,
Okay, so you're
the
aware of
Red
it, yeah.
Band trailer.
Yeah, I forget. Well, I don't know which one I saw in the theaters, but like, it starts off and you're thinking it's just another like kids movie, like animated kids movie, and then all of a sudden like they start swearing and shit, and you're like, whoa. And it's just ridiculous. It's like food in a supermarket. Like, they realize that like people are gonna eat them. It's like this horrible Holocaust coming of
Yeah.
4th of July. So I don't know, dude. It sounds like something that like he probably came up with when he was fucking high as hell. But I mean, Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg have not really done me wrong yet, for the most part. Like, I tend to really enjoy their movies. Like the night before we just watched, I kind of loved it. So to see them do something like this, it's at least something kind of original in the summer. So we'll see.
Yeah.
It could be terrible, but I
Gotta
have
wait
some
a little
faith.
bit. It's like
Yeah.
August, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's later on. All right. So what do you got next?
My next is it's a Pixar's big movie for
Oh,
the
yeah.
summer, Finding Dory. I'm a huge fan of Finding Nemo. I think it's probably Pixar's best film. Like for me, it's my favorite Pixar film.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, or maybe they don't have a great track record with a lot of their sequels, but the stuff that they love, that you know, Toy Story, like they definitely put a ton of love into Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3. Finding Dory brought back, I think, the original director to Andrew Stanton came back to work on this. He wrote this one as well, so I'm like totally behind this all the way. I think it's gonna be great. Like Ellen DeGeneres basically lobbied for this for years to get this movie made, but it's finally coming, so.
It would definitely be on my list if I've seen Finding Nemo, and I'm gonna see Finding Nemo, I'm gonna see Finding Dory. It's just right now my anticipation level isn't really there for it because I had to see Finding Nemo,
Yeah,
you know.
if you don't, it's like you wouldn't even know who Dory is if you haven't seen
Yeah.
Nemo, so.
It's like, in general, like Pixar, I want to see it, but, you know, I'm sure once I see Finding Nemo, I'll be like, oh, hell yeah, bring on Finding Dory. But as right now, that's why I didn't make my, like, top five or whatever. So,
It's all right.
but yeah, I'm sure it's going to be good. My next one is Lights Out.
Okay.
We've had a pretty good start to the year with horror movies, and I'm hoping that continues with this.
I think I just saw it. I saw a trailer for this right before Green Room, actually.
Where it's basically like you turn the lights out, that's when this demon could come out.
Yes.
You turn the lights back on, it's not there. It doesn't get me as excited as I don't know when I saw the trailer for It Follows. When I saw the trailer for It Follows, I was like, oh fuck yeah. This, it looks like a supernatural like horror movie that, could go either way. But I'm hoping that the strong start continues into the summer with this one. And you don't get that many like good horror movies in the summer, I don't think. So it's like this and The Conjuring 2, and I have to see The Conjuring 1
Oh, yeah.
still.
You haven't seen The Conjuring one yet. You should
No.
see it. I do like James Wan as a horror director,
Yeah.
so.
And, I'm sure once I see The Conjuring, I'll want to see the second one. But, if this is just a brand new kind of original movie, I guess there was like a short film came out a few years ago with the same concept, and now this guy is getting to expand on it in a feature length movie. Looks interesting. Like I said, it could go either way, but I'm kind of hoping for like a really solid big horror movie in the summer.
I could I definitely want to see that one, so.
Yeah.
All right, my next one, also on June 17th, which is when Finding Dory comes out, so I'm gonna have a busy weekend that weekend. But Central Intelligence with The Rock, and
That's on my dud list.
yeah, like I love The Rock, and I think Kevin Hart is hysterical. Like even when he's in bad shit, like he's pretty funny. I don't know. The trailer is pretty terrible, but there's just a charm to it that I'm like, this could be, it could go either way, definitely. But
Yeah.
I'm leaning more towards The Rock doesn't generally make bad stuff. Like he always makes something entertaining. So I'm behind that.
See, for me, my problem with it is I hate Kevin Hart. I find him so unfunny.
Oh,
So
okay.
I love The Rock,
If
and
half of
it's
your
so.
movie is Kevin
Yeah.
Hart, though, I can see why you're not behind that.
I remember my girlfriend wanted to see so bad this Will Ferrell movie with Kevin Hart in it. Something where Will Ferrell was like
Get
in
Hard.
prison. Yeah, she wanted to see it so bad. I was like, dude, it's gonna be dumb. It's gonna be dumb. Sure enough, we saw it. It was dumb. Like,
I have not seen that movie, but did you
I
see
thought it
Ride
was bad.
Along? I thought Ride Along was pretty funny.
No, I have not. And that's another one. Like, there's like a Ride Along 2, I guess, earlier this year.
Yeah, I haven't seen that though.
I saw the trailer for that a couple days ago. And I was like, oh God, this looks fucking terrible. Like, I don't know. I just don't like Kevin Hart's in that too, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
him and Ice Cube.
I don't like him. Like, I just find him annoying. I don't know, but Central Intelligence could be good and funny. Like, I have definitely a lot of faith in The Rock. It's just for me, like, I don't like Kevin Hart, so.
That's fine.
My next one, not too surprising, I guess, is Suicide Squad. I'm hoping this movie is good. Like, all signs point to no, but I like the trailers for it, and I like what I see Jared Leto doing with the Joker. I think that Margot Robbie looks hot as hell as Harley Quinn. Yeah, Will Smith in there. There's gonna be Batman, which I guess there's another trailer now that shows Batman, so I have not even seen that, but
I've kind of been staying away from trailers since I saw the first big
it's
one.
Ben Affleck Batman though, right?
Yeah,
Like it's gonna be the
he's
same
in the movie,
universe.
yes.
So, all right, I did not like Batman versus Superman, but I'm holding out hope for this. Like the trailers make it look like a lot of fun, although I heard that that's not what the movie is, and they're like rushing now to do reshoots to make it more like the trailer, like more of a fun time.
They went back to do a little more action. I know that there was rumors out there that they had gone back to add comedy to it, but
Oh, so they're denying that part of it now?
yeah, no, the director came straight out and said, yeah, we're doing reshoots. But it's not to add, like, it's not to add any levity to it. It's the film
Really?
is what it is. So yeah, David Ayer kind of came out and squashed those rumors.
I just think that if you're gonna market it as what it is, and so if I'm hoping that we get the movie that's in the trailers and it's not something else.
He wasn't saying that it's not that, and
Okay.
that the movie's not that, but he was definitely saying they're not going back to add comedic tone to it. Like, it's what's there is there.
I guess the timing of the reshoots, people may be looking into it
Oh
more
yeah,
than they
'cause
should.
it was right after
Yeah.
Batman vs Superman came out,
That's,
and
reshoots are very common. Like,
yeah.
it's a lot of movies, like, especially a bigger movie like this, you're gonna have to call people back to do certain scenes.
Yeah, which is what he basically said. He's like, hey, like, we're a big budget movie, and
That's what happens.
Warner Brothers wants us to expand on some stuff, we're going to expand on some stuff because they're the production house, so.
I just, Warner Brothers doesn't have a lot of goodwill going right now, and it does seem like they're like scrambling a little bit. But I'm just hoping against hope that the movie's.
Although, like, for you didn't like the Batman vs Superman trailers either, though, so.
Yeah, I thought that looked bad going in. This, I think it
Yes.
looks fun. Like, it
So
looks
maybe
up.
this will live up to that. Like,
Hopefully.
I mean, you can certainly, change the tone of a movie by with the trailer, though. So, like, can
They
definitely
absolutely
false
could.
advertise. So,
Yeah. We'll see. I it's coming out late summer, and I'm hoping it's gonna be like a nice fun movie to send us into the fall. What do you got for this?
next up, by July 22nd, Star Trek Beyond. So I really like J.J. Abrams' Star Trek movie from 2009,
Yeah,
like
yes,
the
I've yeah.
reboot. Basically, they made a Star Wars movie, but Star Trek.
Yeah.
And then what was the next start? There was another, the Into Darkness
Into
was the one that
Darkness,
came
yeah.
out in 2013. Also, J.J. Abrams. I didn't hate it. I know a lot of people did. Like, I don't have this love for Star Trek, though, so.
That's the thing. I watched them both in 2013 when the sequel came out.
Right.
I don't remember them, but I remember I liked both of them. I thought the second one wasn't as good as the first one, but it was
Right.
fine.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I can see, like, there's. We have friends like Sean D. Knight on Twitter, and, like, there's some other friends. Like, they, huge Star Trek fans, they find these movies to be an affront to everything that is Star Trek. I like them.
I can see where they're coming from with
Yeah.
it, and I totally respect like their opinion on that. But at the same time, it is keeping the Star Trek relevant in some way,
Yeah,
and
for sure. Like, I mean, Star Trek was basically dead until J.J. Abrams rebooted it. And I love the cast here. Like, Chris Pine as Kirk is great. Simon Pegg as Scotty. Carl Urban as, like, Bones. Like, I think everybody is really well cast. Zoe Saldana as Uhura. Like, I saw the original Star Trek movies. They're okay, but I really like this cast. There's a lot of cool chemistry. They feel more contemporary. And this time around, Justin Lin, who he's the Fast and Furious director for, he was Fast and Furious 3, 4, 5, and 6 director. 5 and 6 are great action movies. Like, I don't know if you could ask for a better guy to come in and make a big budget late summer action movie with shit blowing up and stuff. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I know people are gonna be like, oh, that's not Star Trek though, but
I
I'm not
would,
there.
I would like to see them try to incorporate more like sci-fi into it and make it more of a thinking person's, type thing. But whatever. Regardless, they've brought in a new audience on this. So I did not watch the old movies. I've seen like I think I saw part four. That was it. And
Yeah,
I don't. I
and
just never got
you
into it.
should watch two.
Yeah, I heard that's good. I heard it's the
Right,
best one.
I mean, it's the one I like. I've seen all the Star Trek movies, but Wrath of Khan is definitely, to me, the best one. And it's the most unlike the other Star Trek movies. You saw four though, like
Yeah, it
the
was like they
weird
come
one when
down
they go to
to
Earth.
Earth. Yeah. When I was like a little kid, like when it came out, I remember I
They
went
go to,
to
like, Earth in what, like the late 80s, early 90s, like.
Yeah, and I remember there's like a whale.
Yeah,
I
there's a
don't know.
whale, and so they're saving the whales, or space whales. Oh,
Yes,
weird.
I don't know, dude. But like, and another thing I hear too is like most people like really just dig the Star Trek show like more than the movies. So I don't know. I've just never been a fan of it. And it's too much of a commitment to like to dive into like, oh, just start watching the next generation.
Yeah,
But there's too much out there. Like, I don't have enough time for this.
Yeah, I think their guns look stupid. Like, I've always thought that. And like, then they're always like, "Oh, we're gonna get in our shuttle." It's like your shuttle has no guns. Like, that's why I've always liked like Star Wars and Battlestar Galactica more. So it's like, but they're all about, you know, there's not supposed to be any war. They're all about peace. So.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't think I'm rushing to the theater to see this new one, but I hope it turns out good.
Yeah, for sure.
My next one could go wildly in either direction, but I'm excited for it. And that's the Neon Demon.
Okay, I don't know this one.
Okay, it's the director of Drive.
All
It's
right.
his new movie, and it's like this girl, it's Elle Fanning. She moves out to Los Angeles to be a model, and I don't know, it's kind of like a horror take on the model industry where like these older models in the business want to like kill her or some shit. I don't know. It looks kind of like Black Swanish or something. It just looks
All right.
super
I mean, I could
bizarre.
get behind that. I like that
Yeah.
one.
It looks, I mean, give the trailer a watch. Like if anything, like Nicholas Winding Refn, I think is his name.
Yeah.
His movies have are like dripping with style. Like Drive, I think is pretty fantastic still. The only thing that holds me back, like if this was his straight follow up to Drive, I would be like, oh my God, I can't wait to see the Neon Demon. The thing is, he's done a movie in between. I believe it was him called Only God Forgives. That was
So
really,
bad.
really bad. Like, so it's like it was Drive, just like a one off. Like, you know. Is that was at his peak, and now he's just getting success off of that? Or is this guy a real, you know, visionary? And is the Neon Demon gonna be like be another one like that? I don't
I'm wondering, like, he didn't write Drive.
know.
And he wrote Only God Forgives, and he wrote this new one, The Neon
Don't
Demon.
know.
So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe Drive, maybe he has like, you know, that talent to be this visionary director, but he needs somebody else to kind of write it for him, and
Well, we'll see.
we'll
I mean,
see.
check out the trailer after this, man. I think
Sure.
it looks cool. At the very least, it looks very interesting. So, and I love the name of it, the Neon Demon. That's cool. So we'll see. But it's pretty high up there for me. Like, I mean, Drive for me, he gets a lot of leeway because of Drive. Because I thought that was a great. That was a summer movie too, wasn't it? Or at least near there, or no?
Let me see. Drive came out
I could be totally wrong.
September 16th, so late summer,
Okay.
right at the tail end of it.
Yeah. I just remember going to see that and texting you right away after, like, yo, you gotta see
You're like, this is
Drive.
awesome. Like,
And it was, I mean, I've seen it probably a couple times since, and I really like it, but we'll see. We will see. What's your, is this
five.
your last one?
Yeah, my five was your three. It's Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Don't really know what to think about this. Like, I really like Batman vs Superman though, so
I think you'll be okay then. It
yeah.
can't doesn't get any worse. I don't think.
I don't know. There could always be something worse. Like,
I guess.
but. Yeah, I mean, I like Batman vs Superman. This obviously takes place in that world. Margot Robbie looks great as Harley Quinn. She's a character like I love from like the cartoons and the comic books of the Batman universe. You know what you said with Jared Leto with the Joker, like he looks great.
It
And
looks good, right? Like
yeah,
people want to hate on him. I think like he looks like he really got into the role.
yeah. Well, I think he's doing like. There's always that problem. People hate change, so it's like, you know, when what's his name went in and he was the Joker for The Dark Knight, all of a sudden it was, oh well, you know, he's not really like, you know,
These fucking nerds, dude. I
it's
forgot
like he's not
to
Jack Nicholson and
talk.
he's not the Mark Hamill Joker from that, like, yeah, because like every actor should bring their own take to the character.
Do you want a live action Mark Hamill Joker?
No.
You got that essentially with the original Batman. Like, you know, it's like this goofy over the top, like
Yes.
and I just mini rant on these fucking nerds with their like casting ideas. Like every time, Jared Leto, no, you can't do it. Heath Ledger, no, you can't do it. Ben Affleck, no, we can't do. Like, first off, what the fuck were people thinking that Ben Affleck can't do Bruce Wayne? He is Bruce Wayne. God
Right.
damn it.
Fucking rich guy, dude.
Like, I just love that these nerds, like, flip out about casting choices all the time. Like, they know what the
And they're
fuck.
wrong, like
Yeah.
99% of the
Yeah.
time. Like, very rarely are they like, do they get it right? Like, where they're like, oh, that was so bad. Like, I remember
Yeah.
there was a bunch of people like, oh, Robert Downey Jr. is going to play a superhero, like back before Iron Man came out. It's like, dude, he basically is Tony Stark.
Before then he did a lot of like indie movies and romantic comedies and stuff, and
Right.
but you have to have just a little bit of imagination in your mind going, okay, I could see Robert Downey being like a rich playboy. Like, it's not a stretch at all. What the fuck,
Oh.
dude?
It's like they're basically like when they're not playing the superhero part, they're basically playing themselves. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah, but I really like the cast they've assembled here. And the weird thing, like I'm pretty, pretty well versed in comic book stuff. Suicide Squad is like a huge hole for me, like. I've never read a Suicide Squad comic book. Like, I don't know a whole lot about them
Well,
other than they're kind of like a, what the trailers kind of give us, that they're a gang of the world's worst criminals put together to do good. And I think that's a pretty cool concept, so.
at the very least, I can't disappoint your expectations, right? Because you don't know any, it can't be like, oh, that wasn't like the comics and
Yeah, I don't have that going in, so I actually think that's probably pretty good. Like,
that's a good thing for me on all comic book movies. The only one that could have done that to me was Spawn, and when Spawn came out, I was young enough to be like, "Oh, that's pretty good," which I heard they're gonna do. Like, they're trying to reboot that again, which is weird. I don't even know if they still make that comic, but
I don't know either. But
I used to love that. Like, I used to read every issue.
I do think that, like, getting back to the nerds, like. You have to separate the comics from
Yeah.
the movies and from the cartoons and like all that. They're all separate entities and like, yeah, maybe some storylines cross over, but they need to do their own thing for these movies, and each actor needs to bring their own characterizations. Like, I think Marvel's done a pretty good job, but
Yeah.
they're not always true to the comics, so it's like they get the feel of it. Like,
Well,
that's what I want.
comics are way longer medium. They have years to, even more than a TV show, they have years to just build up these stories and stuff. And
Right. Like, I
you
mean,
can't do that in a movie. It's gotta be 2.5 hours or
it's
less.
like where people get all pissed off. Oh, Batman was using a gun. Like, it's like, all right, like,
It's different, at least.
yeah, it's so, like, it doesn't have to be like. You don't have to pull from the 80 years worth of comic books. Like, that's crazy. And if you did, it would just be boring because all those stories have already been told. So.
Yeah, I've when it comes to all adaptations, books to film, comics to film, I'm very much in favor of making it work as a film rather than being faithful. It's all that matters.
Did you ever see the Harry Potter movies?
No, and I haven't read any of the books. Like, that's a huge hole in
Huge
my movie
hole,
knowledge. Yeah,
and literary knowledge too.
I just
But
missed
yeah,
it.
so like, I think Chris Columbus directed the first two Harry Potter movies, and he did a pretty faithful adaptation to the book. But it wasn't until like the third book, where I think it was Alfonso Cuarón came in and he did a Prisoner of Azkaban for the movie, and he kind of did a different spin on it, and like it was a way better movie than the
Yeah.
first two, and like and then it progressed from there, where each director after that kind of took it in their own direction. But you have to do something different. You can't be a slave to the book because it doesn't work.
They're
Like,
different mediums. You get that a lot with Stephen King adaptations where they're just trying to do the book and
it's like, don't do that. Like,
yeah.
The Mist was great because they changed
Yeah,
things. Like,
exactly.
his best stuff is when they change things, when they actually take and. Where they take the themes, they take the characters, they take the basic story, but they adapt it to do something good in there. So I think what Frank Darabont does a great job with his stuff because
He
he's not
does.
afraid to play with it. Like,
Yeah, well, I mean, and there he's adapting It's a little like I don't know. Like I don't know how close Shawshank is to the book because I never read the book. Green Mile was I thought pretty faithful to the book, and but that was, might be one of the weaker Darabont adaptations. So I don't know.
Yeah,
Like
I'm not a huge fan of the Green Mile, but I mean
I love the book
he
though.
does
So
it
that's the weird
well,
thing.
so.
I keep going back to that one, the short story they adapted called The Good Husband or whatever, or The Good Marriage. And like loving that short story and seeing it faithfully adapted to the screen, it's somehow something was lost in translation.
Yeah, so many like I'm really hoping that this Dark Tower adaptation and it sounds like they are playing with it a little bit like with how it gets adapted. So I'm hoping that turns out really well.
Well, that's interesting. Like, how are they doing that? Is this in theaters or is it like HBO? I remember HBO had the rights for a while, or
HBO did have the rights. No, it's going to be in theaters. Matthew McConaughey is going to play the Man in Black. I think did they say Idris Elba is actually going to play?
the gunslinger.
Yeah, so like they're obviously not going by what the book is because like I mean very clearly the artwork and everything for that shows a white dude like.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't recall if they talk about his race at all in the actual book, but
No,
I don't know.
the artwork,
Was always like a white guy.
yeah, and it's like, and that was done per Stephen King, like he kind of commissioned that work, so.
So is how do you know how many movies it's supposed to be or what? Like,
And I guess they're just starting with the gunslinger and see how that goes, like.
see, I think you gotta. I don't know. It feels like the gunslinger. Not a lot happened in it. I would almost want to have the first two in the first movie, but you never know. I don't, it's hard to say. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if they started filming or not, but I know they're definitely changing things though. There's things that don't happen in the movie that don't happen in the book, that are going to be in the movie, and like definitely things that are alluded to but are never actually shown in the books. That's going to be in the movie.
All I know is they better fucking nail it. Like, it doesn't have to be faithful, but they just better make it a good goddamn movie or people are gonna be pissed.
Oh yeah, it's like
I
it's like don't fuck this up.
mean, I think people will be pissed if they stray from the book, but I mean, at the end of the day, that movie better be good, man. It's a long time coming.
I mean the guy who is directing it, he doesn't have like a ton of like big name stuff behind him, but I think it'll be okay. Like
We'll see.
if it's not, we don't ever have to acknowledge it. So.
I never finished the series. I stopped after four because he was taking too long with it.
You should go back. Five, six, and seven. Well, six is a really quick read, but actually, they're all really quick reads, even though they're long.
Yeah. My thing is, I still want them to do the Talisman. I think that's a better, and it's a one-off story that ties into it. That would be like this is one of my favorite books. I really want to see them adapt that. And there's been talk a lot, like through the years, of them doing that as well. But it seems like most people don't remember the Talisman, or like more people care about the Dark Tower than the Talisman.
Right.
But
Well, I mean the Dark Tower is his like
yeah.
it's his opus, right? Like
But the Talisman was the first one to like really tie into that shit a bunch, and it's a great fantasy story as well. Like have you read the Talisman?
I believe I have years ago.
It was like this kid has to travel across the country and he's trying to save his mom who's dying
Right.
of cancer. And it's like really cool. He's going into this other world. Like as he's traveling along, he's basically like tripping, like taking this acid, and then it makes him flip into this other world. And so it switches between the real, like our world, and this other alternate world where essentially, his mom is a queen in that world, so he's like saving the queen of one world and saving his mom in one. I don't know. I thought it was just an awesome, like adventure story or whatever. Like it's really cool.
It is kind of funny that you said like it's the first one that really ties in, but he actually, I mean I guess the stand kind of really ties in too,
Yeah.
but like he goes back and a lot of his books now tie directly to the Dark
Yeah.
Tower, Salem's Lot plays a huge role in books 5 and 6.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts because like he actually pulls characters from there, and it's wonky. It was a great
Yeah.
series. So.
As a big Stephen King fan, I feel like kind of a dick for giving up after 4. I just didn't like 4. I loved 2 and 3 were so good and so exciting, and then the fourth one was like this weird romance tale that was
At
like,
one, and most of it was flashback. Like,
yeah, I was like, dude, this
it's
is
like
not
no
like,
nothing happened, and we waited 6 years for that book to come
yeah,
out.
like you had this awesome Blaine the Train shit like in the first or 2 and 3, and like it was getting really good, and then it like kind of like came to a halt with the fourth book, and then after that, I guess he kind of took too long to the point where I kind of forgot what was going
Yeah, it
on in the book.
six more years
Yeah.
before book 5 came out, and then he banged them out at that point. Like 6 and 7 came out a year later, but.
I guess one day we'll see. I don't know. But anyways, I have to give my last one, and this is not a huge surprise, I guess. It's Captain America: Civil War. Not a huge fan of all of the Marvel movies, really, if I'm being honest. Like I don't really like the Avengers movies that much, especially the second one. I do like the Captain America, like at least the last one. I need to watch it again, but I remember really liking it.
Yeah, it's fun.
But most of all, more than anything, we've become familiar with these characters at this point, and just I am sold purely on the trailer and the idea of it. Like they did a really good trailer for it that like sold it, I think, really well, and it's going to be kind of cool to see these guys kind of butt heads now and fight each other. Like just the way they did that trailer, where like, oh, we used to be friends, or we used to be family, or whatever the hell it was, and then like it ends with them fighting. It's like, oh man, like so. Plus, we're going to have Spidey in this and stuff. Like, and early reviews are pretty positive. Like, I think it's pretty high up there on
Yeah,
Rotten.
I would say that's a understatement.
Yeah, I think this one's a pretty safe bet, except for the fact that like I do, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of these Marvel movies. I do find a lot of them to be a bit too long, a little too much going on, and so we'll see.
Yeah, do we know
But
how long this one is?
I guarantee you 2.5.
Yeah.
They can't do these movies under 2.5 hours.
Not with that many characters, right?
That's the thing. It's too many characters, too many plot lines, and I guarantee that will be one of the things I don't like about it. But just it feels like this is like one of the movies that they've kind of been building up to all this time, and to see them kind of like fighting each other, I think it sounds cool, and it just looks good to me. Like I'm sold based on the trailer essentially, and the idea of them fighting, and yeah, and it's got good reviews, so I'm feeling pretty in pretty safe hands when I go to see this.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be an okay film.
It didn't make your list, but I'm guessing you're planning on seeing it as well.
Yeah, it comes out actually in 2 days here, so yeah, I'll be going to see it this weekend. And but yeah, just kind of missed out.
Yeah, I will. I don't know what date. Like my one friend wanted to go see it tomorrow night, and I'm like, I can't because we're doing the other show. But I'm gonna see it before our next episode of Movie Dude, so you can look forward to next week us doing Civil War.
Yeah. Should have a lot to talk about.
Well, I guess before we wrap this up, any movies, any other summer movies we want to touch on before we go?
I mean, there's a ton of summer
There's
movies.
a lot. Here's one. I don't know if you know this one's coming out. There's a few that like I wanted to put on my list and couldn't. Cell. We were just talking about Stephen King. That's coming out this summer. Did you know that?
I did. It's actually coming to video on demand before it comes to theaters. Actually, it won't make it to many theaters.
Really? It's Sam Jackson and
Yeah,
John Cusack.
it's definitely not really good. Did you see a trailer
Oh,
for it?
yeah, I just watched the trailer today. I was like, it looks okay.
I thought it looked okay, but yeah, it's evidently coming to video on demand sometime in June, and then it's going to limited release theaters July 8th.
Huh. Well, I did you read the
But
book?
yeah, I actually enjoy Cell as a book,
Me too.
and I've been waiting for this movie for
And then
years
here you get, it's like.
because Eli Roth was originally attached to be the director of it years ago, And he is not anymore. I don't know who Todd Williams is, but.
I don't know either, but I that's too bad. That's like, well, who knows, but it could be another good marriage.
Yeah, maybe.
But I just remember reading Cell and thinking like this would be a good dumb summer movie. Like it just, it's basically like a zombie movie, and whatever, we'll see how it is. I mean, I'll rent it when it comes to video on demand. That's what I've been clamoring for anyways, is all movies to do that. So let me throw one out more out there and then we'll see if you got some more. Another one, this one almost made my list because I think it looks pretty cool, is The Nice Guys.
Okay.
That's coming out really soon. What do you think of this? I'm sure you've seen the trailer
I
like 8 million
did. It
times.
looks really funny.
Yeah, it looks good. And like the writer, I guess he did the original Lethal Weapon, so like he this is like kind of in his wheelhouse, So I don't
And I mean, I like Shane Black as the director.
know. Yeah.
He did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which
I never seen it.
it's so good. Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer. You should watch it. It's really, really funny. And really well done. And he did Iron Man 3, which I don't hate, so.
I don't remember it. I don't even know if I saw it, honestly. But yeah, and of course, Lethal Weapon, that's the buddy cop movie. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like, so it's a genre he knows really well, and this looks kind of like it's got like a 70s kind of like Boogie Nights vibe going on in the trailer, and you got Ryan Gosling, who I think is really funny, and I think it's an interesting comedic pair with him and Russell Crowe, who I normally don't think is funny or whatever. Like he just seems to always be serious. I don't know. It looks like fun. I'm probably gonna go see it when it comes out. So hopefully that's good. You got any that like didn't make your list, like or just nearly made it, or ones that you think look bad? We're opening it up here.
Yeah, I mean, definitely talked about Captain America. That almost made my list there. In terms of stuff that I kind of want to see, The Purge election year. I've seen the other two Purge movies. I'm not really sure what to expect of this one though.
I just saw they are free on demand right now. So I won't have to waste disc rentals on them. So I might
There you
bang
go.
those out. I might bang them out a little early. I know we want to do them near the release of the third one,
Sure.
but
Well, maybe you'll watch them. I don't want to see this third
yeah.
movie.
Well, you're saying you want to see the third, so I'm
Yeah.
guessing there's something there.
I like the world. I
Yeah.
wasn't necessarily a fan of the second movie, but I like the world they've created. I like the premise of there being like this kind of purge of the poor people, like this ultra conservative, country.
It's
Like,
basically Trump's America,
yes, like if Trump becomes president, the purge is happening. So it's like we're all fucked. Because it's like the only people that can afford to
to
protect
stay safe,
themselves
yeah.
are the rich people, because they can barricade their houses and buy like the shutters and everything for it. But like poor people are just left like with their locks on their
Just
doors and
fend
people are
for
knocking.
yourself.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, so I want to see that one. The Conjuring 2 we mentioned earlier. I really enjoyed The Conjuring, the first one. James Wan back to direct. I'm on board with that. I kind of want to see the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, that I put that on my like as on my extended list here, but I never saw the first one, so
I liked
I
it.
heard.
Like
Really?
I know people hated it. Like they call it the Michael Bay movie. Michael Bay did not direct that last one. Like he produced it, but he didn't direct it. I don't think it's terrible. It's fun Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Like it is not the gritty comic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they were never gonna make that movie. I don't
Yeah, they never
understand.
have.
Yeah, and they're never going to, because they need to sell toys to kids, so.
Exactly. And honestly, like they could do whatever they want with it. Like it's not sacred to me in any way.
Yeah,
Like
no, I don't have this love for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so like.
I liked them when I was a kid, but I don't know. I don't know what people expect them to do with it. Like
I mean, Megan Fox is April O'Neil. Okay, it's a little weird, but.
she's hot. Like I don't know.
Yeah.
She's eye candy, and to me, like it's fine. Like I don't. This one, it does look like they're like doing a lot of fan service, though. It's like Krang is in it, They got the van. What the hell else? The Bebop and Rocksteady. Like it's just like all the things I think that
Yeah,
people have
from
wanted.
like the old cartoon, like
Yeah.
people remember. So, yeah. And then one other one that I kind of want to see before we kind of get into the ones that I think are not going to be very good, but I'll probably watch anyway. Now You See Me Too. I really like the original Now You See
I
Me.
remember, yeah.
I like magic. I like dumb, goofy magic movies. I kind of like the cast. Like Woody Harrelson's in it, Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo, Dave Franco. Like I think
Yeah,
Morgan Freeman is joining this one.
that's a really good cast, actually.
Yeah. And it's just like it's. I got like the Ocean's 11 type vibe. Like, hey, maybe the movie isn't great, but these really good actors like are having a blast on screen. So it's just a fun movie, even if like there's tons of plot holes.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that this is. I'm hoping it's more like Ocean's 11, Ocean's 13 than Ocean's 12, because that one wasn't good, but. I'm kind of looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
And then are there any movies that like, I mean, there's one here that we neither of us have mentioned.
Which one?
Well, I mean,
Oh,
sort of,
big one. Big one,
yeah,
right?
there's
I
pretty
this
good
almost
ones.
This almost made my list. If you're thinking of what I'm thinking of, it's Ghostbusters. It almost made
Yeah.
my list. I have faith in it. I have not seen the trailers, but I have a weird faith in it because it's Paul Feig or whatever.
Yeah, I like Paul Feig
I don't
and
like the cast.
I like the cast a lot, but that trailer really, really like turned me off. I did not think it was funny at all, and
You think it's going to be a failure? Like,
I mean, commercially, I don't know. Do people love Ghostbusters? Like,
that's a good question. And he's a wild card director. Like, look at when Bridesmaids came out. Like, that was just a huge success.
right.
I don't think Spy did
I
great
mean,
enough.
he's done. He made over $100 million with Spy, and he did The Heat as well, which made like $160 million.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like I don't
I
know.
heard. I'm gonna go off on another tangent here in a second, but yeah, I don't know. He's had a decent track record, and I'm gonna put some faith in him. You think it's gonna be a? Well, you don't know. It's just
Yeah,
so
I don't know. Like I
it's
just
quite the mark.
like there's so many things here like where like do people care about Ghostbusters? It like the trailer did not turn me onto it. Like it could have just been a bad trailer. But I'm really like I don't know about this one.
There's another comedy sequel coming out, and I guess the first one did 100 million plus business, and that's why we're getting a sequel. I had no idea, and it's Neighbors 2.
Okay.
You ever see the first one?
I did. It's kind of funny.
Okay, I just today put it at the top of my Netflix because
Because those.
I assumed it was bad, or I didn't look into it ever. I was like, oh yeah, that's gonna be garbage. It's like.
It's about like I think Seth Rogen and I can't think of who his wife is, but they just have a baby and then the house next door gets
The frat or
sold to a
whatever.
frat house and it's a what's his name the.
Efron.
Yeah, Zac Efron, he's in it. I think Dave Franco is in it as well. And they're really funny. Like it's goofy. It's a goofy college comedy.
I've been hearing some good things about the sequel, and the sequel has Chloe Moretz in it, so I'm like, oh, I kind of want to see like the first one now.
I can get behind that. Chloe Moretz, good. Rose
One more,
Byrne is the wife.
yeah, Rose Byrne, who I like her. I had one more one that like I think is going to be really good that I didn't touch on is The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh yeah, that actually does look pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it'll be as good as Zootopia, but I don't think anyone was expecting Zootopia to be as amazing as it was. So
Right.
we'll see. I mean, it's got Louis C.K. as like the main character, so I don't know. Could be good.
And then there's Independence Day.
I think that's my big dud.
Yes.
I have that feel. Like, I know people are excited about this. Hate to break it to you, but it's been a long time
Are
since.
people excited about it? Are they
Oh
really?
yeah, oh yeah. There's people that are excited about it. Yeah,
I can't get excited for it. I liked the original Independence Day, but that was way too long ago.
it's ancient history now. Like that, like kind of kicked off the really big dumb summer movies, and that's kind of why it's like remembered so fondly.
Yeah, it's
I
been
don't think
20
this is gonna
years.
re. I don't think this recaptures the magic of that. I think this is cashing in on people's fondness for the original, and doesn't have Will Smith. And I got nothing out of the first trailer for it. I was like, whatever, dude. Like, I think it's gonna be a bad movie, and I think it's gonna underperform, honestly. But I could just be hating, and it could be good. And who knows? But.
I don't think it's gonna be good either. And it's fun. I find it really funny that they've already announced Independence Day 3.
Wow, they got some confidence on it. I
think that'll be canceled very quickly.
Like you, I cannot get excited for it. If it comes out and, you know, people are like really saying, "Oh, this is a fun time at the movies," then yeah, I'll go check it out. But I'm not anticipating it at all.
So. And how the hell is Bill Pullman still the president?
Is he still the president in it?
Yes. Oh wait, maybe he died because there's the cast listing here lists two presidents, so. They have Bill Pullman as President Whitmore, and then they have Sulla Ward as President Lanford. I don't know who any of these people are. That's great. It's like 20 years. He finally dies. And
he just did such a good job with the aliens the first time that we decided we'll just keep him president forever.
Right. Fuck the Constitution.
You know, things got changed. We just had an alien invasion.
So. And I guess Jeff Goldblum wasn't doing anything, so...
Yeah, he's doing apartments commercials.
Right. So they had to pull him out of retirement. Yeah, that one, it... Whew.
I don't think it's going to be good, but...
That looks like a super dud. As does Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Well, and... Yeah, dude, like... I did not see the first one. I'll never see the first one. Fuck... Tim Burton and his Johnny Depp movie.
I don't dislike the first one, but one, it's been a long time since that one as well. That came out right around the same time as Avatar.
I think times have changed a little bit on this. I don't think it's going to do well.
No. Like, I mean, I think the original Alice in Wonderland did good. One, you know, Johnny Depp, Tim Burton, but also, it was the second really big 3D movie to come out after Avatar, and people were still on the, "Oh, I want to see everything in 3D shit." Like,
yeah.
So they would rush out to see whatever, and the 3D, and that was actually pretty good, so.
And I don't think people were quite as exhausted with the Tim Burton nonsense as, I think at this point, like, I don't know.
With the Johnny Depp nonsense, like.
Yeah, I have no desire to see them two doing anything together.
Yeah.
Ever again. Like, just stop.
Please.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
And all right, so since we do also do a video game podcast, is there any interest in Warcraft?
Not from me.
I like Duncan Jones, though.
I love Duncan Jones. I don't know what the fuck he's doing making this movie. Stuff. That guy is a guy who should be writing and directing his own sci-fi films, not this. I don't get it. Like, he had such a strong start to his career, and now he's cashing in with this, and we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to bomb. I think it's not going to do what they think it's going to do.
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably open big, but I don't think it holds on to that audience.
You get all, like, the hardcore people that give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't play
Warcraft. Crazy. He hasn't made a movie in 5 years.
He's been working on this shit.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No desire.
Any confidence in Warcraft at all.
Nope.
So, oh well. Civil War next week?
Yeah, Civil War next week. And yeah, I just, we started off before we started the show saying, like, man, this year compared to last year, like, the summer movies last year, it was just so many, like, and even though some of them turned out to be, like, Terminator turned out to be pretty bad. But at least you had that, like, excitement. Yeah,
there was excitement behind it, though. Back. Arnold's back. Like, they're going to get this one right. And
they did not. Did you ever see that Terminator movie?
Yeah, Genesis, yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
No, yeah, it was not good.
No, it's bad.
It was a shame, too, because, like, I got pretty hyped off the idea of it. It was not good.
Like, and they... I mean, I guess this happens in time travel shit, but they basically, like, eliminate the other movies that came before.
Yeah.
They never happen.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of them going back into the first one and stuff, but just the movie was just not good. It was disappointing. But yeah, like last year, it was just like stuff, like all sorts of, like, yeah, Jurassic World, which I thought turned out to be really fun. This year is just like it's like a bunch of stuff that I kind of want to see, but there's nothing that I'm like, oh, this is a big event. There's no Dark Knight out there for me. Or anything like there's no
Yeah,
Jurassic World even for me.
like there's no Jurassic World. There, I mean, I guess we're getting another Avengers movie. We're getting the Pixar movie, but yeah, no Fast and Furious movie for me this year. No Mission Impossible type movie. Like the comedies, I'm not huge on.
You're not Bourne fan?
Not, I mean, they're okay. I like the first Bourne movie, but I could do without the other three.
I've never seen any of them. That's why I couldn't include it on my list. I was actually expecting Born Out of You, but all right.
Yeah, I mean, I like Matt Damon, but I don't know. And then, I mean, there's not even like Mad Max, which I was excited for before it came out. I ended up not liking it as much as other people, but
But that was another one that like that was huge. Like it was a huge success.
yeah.
Fans loved it. There doesn't seem like outside of Civil War this summer. It's all up in the air. Like there could be, there surely will be a couple things that just come out of nowhere that are really good or whatever. But it's nothing I'm really excited about, unfortunately.
Yep.
But that's okay. We will still watch them.
Yeah. We'll
Starting
see a
with,
lot of movies.
yeah. So yeah, next week I got Civil War, and we will both have Civil
Yeah,
War,
I'll both have that.
and for like the third or fourth week running, I will see Everest maybe. Oh, and I did see Sisters, so I'll be able to review that.
Okay.
And I do have The Forest here as well, which I hear nothing good about. So,
Yeah.
have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it. I heard it wasn't good. I wanted to go see it in theaters, but then I heard not so good, so.
Yeah, well, you're the one that like put it in my brain because you said something about it going to the theaters, and I'm like,
Yeah.
all right, I see it. I said something to one of my coworkers. He's like, ha, good luck with that one. I was like, well, have you seen it? He's like, yep. It's like, okay.
Right. Well, maybe I'll try and watch The Forest and Sisters. I definitely want to see Sisters, so.
Well, I won't ruin it here, but
All right. All right, we'll be back next week, I guess.
yep.
Movie
Movie
dudes.
dudes. Do 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 do.